I want you to tell your marriage to Tesvav Teves Tovshin Pei Hei Raviel Benedict.
First of all, I'll beg shkayach to all the organizers of the start of the Torah Way, especially the organizers of the speakers, of the systems, where they go, all the systems. The last time I was here, I wish there was so many cameras and mics and everything. It's getting sophisticated, Chobanua. The title was supposed to be a little bit different, but I wasn't sure which direction I was going to drive, so I decided just to put the title Cars. The problem with that was that I've caused a little bit of stir in the Olam HaKaz and in Gilat, in the Olam. I've got a few emails and texts. All advice, can you give me advice about cars? Good morning, Rabbi Yoyah, please can you let me know? I've got an option of two Teslas, I'm not sure which one to buy. One is 0 to 60, 2.8, one is 0 to 62.9. What do you think? There's a big difference between one of them. I've got so many texts and differences about cars. So I think people took it the wrong way. But it's not so much about cars, the physical car. As you see on the title, is Chosh Mishpat Kolel Yunus, which is a gewaltige Sach, I think, that started the Torah Way combined together with Kolel Yunus, which I've got the schir to sit a little bit there. I think it's an amazing thing because it comes to Chosh Mishpat, it's not like any other halachas. You just take out Mishabriya and you look inside what you need to do. But Chosh Mishpat is a completely different subject, which is so many different variances, it can get very, very complicated very quickly. And it can be so simple if you know exactly what the question was and what the story was. If you're missing one detail, you can get a completely different halacha. If you heard the other detail from one person, then it's a change just completely the halacha. So it is so important to know, to understand that sometimes there is a problem, you don't even know there is a problem, sometimes you know there is a way out, and sometimes you don't even know about it. So I think it's a gewaltige Sach that the start of the Torah Way has taken on this Kol Yunus, which is make people aware. It's not halacha lamasa, obviously, because you can't pass them from this Shia, especially my Shia, I'm not dying. But especially from Shirim, it's very difficult to pass me here, Shia, and then you pass me Red Shalas. The problem is that always the story is exactly the same. And not every story is, even the head is exactly the same, it always can be slightly changed and everything changes. So the idea of the Shia is to make people aware what there is the problem and what could be the problem, or sometimes could be a solution and we don't even know about it, it could be bigger than it is. So we'll start. The idea of cars is basically a simple concept. A person phoned up a car dealer, let's call him Pride Cars, phones up Pride Cars and says, please can I order a car? I would like, what car would you like? I know exactly specifically what I like. Some people come to cars, they're very, very specific. I want the ambient lights to be this color, to be able to change colors, and I want the seats to be massage seats. They're all different seats. People like specific. Remember when someone told me he ordered a Mercedes S-Class and he gave him the dealer full list, everything he wanted, from this, from that. Ambient lights, can't remember the whole list. So the dealer provided everything on the list, delivered the car to him, gave him the keys, and he went in the car. So excited, his first brand new S, not brand new S-Class, second-hand S-Class. And then a day later, he phones up the dealer and says, what have you given me? He says, what do you mean? Every detail you wanted, every extra possible, I've given you. He said, yeah, but you missed that one big thing. It's keyless entry. This car doesn't have keyless entry. It's as simple, you have to turn the engine with a key. Who can do turn the engine with a key? You know what difficult it is? Turn the engine with a key, you know what it means? Keyless entry. He says, what do you mean? You didn't write on the list. I had to write keyless entry on my list. It's a basic today. I said, no, it's a second-hand car. It's not basic. You give me a list. This wasn't on the list. I didn't look for it. But people don't realize that if you do a specific, if you say it clearly, the guy had the tie on. No, because he didn't write on his list. It's not a basic thing. It's an extra. You pay another, why they do it? Just to get more money out of people, simple as it is. You know, Probably doesn't cost them any extra, probably cost them motor keys cost anyway. But it's a simple thing. But if you don't write it on a list and it's not clearly, then you have a problem, then you can't do it. So the idea is the person ordered a car from Pride Cars, let's say, and he wants a specific car, he wants an XC90. Fine, no problem, XC90, black, yes, no problem. All the extras, everything written clearly, no problem. He goes, he finds the car. Now, most dealers don't have a stock of cars, they have a certain stock of cars, but specifically they don't keep it up. So what they do is, they tell, they look at what you want, they go quickly and check online one of these, or car traders, or auction, and they see a specific car he likes, matches with it. They take the pictures of, they send it to the customer, have a look at this, yeah, I like it, go for it, okay. He buys it on the auction, wherever it is, brings it, gets it delivered to his house, gives it a good clean, and then waits for the money to be transferred. Once the money is transferred or the finance sorted out, then he delivers it to the customer and everyone happy generally. So this scenario, you order the XC90 and all the extras, everything matches, and he goes, he delivers it to the customer and posts in the keys, or gives it him personally the keys, and he goes away. Happy, yeah. Paperwork? Nah, who needs paperwork today? So? Nah, no paperwork. Signing, transferring ownership? Yeah, he'll do it eventually. Okay. Next morning, his wife comes out. Let me see the new car. Oh, very nice. It's black. I thought we agreed not to have a black car. I don't like black. I hate black. So what do you mean? I thought we agreed on black. No, we didn't. Oh, yeah, he did tell me I like black, but he did tell me he only don't like black specifically. The only color I shouldn't get is black. Right, what now? So he's not happy. So he phones the cars. He phones the buyer. He phones the Prado cars, and he says to him, anything you can do about it? He says, no, you paid. It's yours. Now, question is, what did the Olam think here? I wonder if on the Olam, is this car his, or is it still the seller's? Yossi, what? Paid is yours, right? L'chaira. Most people agree with me. Most people I spoke to. What? Oh, metaltelin, you pay. Correct? It's got a problem. We'll come to it in a minute. So basically, most people would say, you pay, it's yours. Even in shops, you go into specific, any shop, most shops you do, you pay for an item, and anything happens to the item, it's your item, you paid, it's yours. Which Be'etzim will come to in a minute, is the taka yours once you paid or not? Maybe not. So about what? Oh, so let's see. So let's go even a stage further. What's your first name, Rabbi? Rosh Aaron. Let's say, Rosh Aaron says, Lamai, so he's right, we'll come to in a minute, money is not coin, we'll get to the Meshoyed Gemara, money doesn't buy. But let's say, as Rosh Aaron says, he went in a car with his wife, he took it for a test drive, not for a test drive, test of his before, he took it for a drive to see how it is, drives around the block, and they come back, still not happy with the car. You know, his wife says, no, I know it's comfortable, I'm not happy. Is the car his or not? So till now, everyone said, his because of money. So Rosh Aaron says, no, it's not his because money's not coin, we'll come to in a minute. But let's say now he drove it already. So driving L'chaira makes it his, L'chaira. But is the taka his? So let's see, we go through the basic halachas. We're not going to get into Hichas Kinyan and Mekach Memka because this is a very complicated thing. You know, haven't got 2 days here. You know, as I say, this year, normally you have a file of loads of papers and things. If you want to push it into one small file, what do you call it? You call it a zip file. I don't know if today they're still around. The zip files where you squash everything in one little megabyte. Basically, if we try to squash everything into one half an hour, we'll try. So basically, we'll try to touch on the little details without going into full picture of all the kinyanim and exactly how every kinyan works. We'll just go basically a little bit into it and maybe make people aware how taka, when a person buys a car, when does it become his? At what stage can he be choyzer? If he's allowed to be choyzer bechlal? And at what stage, if something does happen to the car, is it his responsibility? Let's see even further. He dropped the car off at Monday night, let's say, and the next morning he comes out, the car is gone. He hasn't driven it yet. He paid for it to pull. He got the keys, got everything, got the logbook even, which on the, I think apparently on the logbook says clearly this is not a proof of ownership, something like that. What did it say? Okay, shake hands is only in and not happened by the bears or by the diamonds. I don't think this is the guy today. Most people is what? Say Mazel Brucha, they say, what? No, it's not Kies Kap. Kies Kap is something that you make. No, shake hands is not. Most people don't even shake hands today anymore. Eh, everything is online, everything is on camera, everything is not even touching, not even seeing each other anymore. But the idea is, the question is, when does it become his? At what stage? And what happens if something happens to the car, middle of the night, it gets stolen, anything like that? Whose car was stolen? So let's say what could be a real scenario is that the seller dropped the car off, He cancelled his insurance. Why? Because it's not his car anymore. What's the point of having a car on his policy? The buyer hasn't made insurance. Why? Because he doesn't need to drive it yet. He thinks there's not insurance yet. He'll do it tomorrow when he relaxes. Middle of the night, he gets stolen. £25,000 car. What's now? The buyer can say to him, well, it's not my car yet. The seller says, what do you mean? You paid for it already. But the buyer, there's a little chashamish, but he says, money doesn't come. So it's not my car yet. So whose car is it? Who lost the money? See, I really have to give back the 25,000 for the car or not. Was it his car? So let's start a little bit with the Gemara. Which is Gemara of Mem Zayin and Advais, famous machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rash Lakish. So the Gemara starts off Mem Zayin and Advais. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah Mois Koinois. Mina Torah, if you pay money, you are koinah. We're talking about metaltelin here. Ibn Amar Omri Meshicha koinah. Zik Rabbi Yochanan, why did Chazal say you have to do Meshicha on any metaltelin, any item, you have to do Meshicha? Zik the Gemara, Gzaira Shem Yoim Reloi Nisri Bichitecho Baalia. The seller will say to the buyer, you know what? Let's take an example of a pallet. A person's got a pallet of, he buys a pallet of, let's say, iPads. Expensive items, one pallet they can worth £400,000, let's say. He buys from the buyer, from the seller, a full pallet of iPads. And the seller says to him, yeah, you pay for it, you get delivered tomorrow. It's trustworthy people, you pay for it, tomorrow morning you get to deliver. So tomorrow morning he's ordered the transport to deliver. Midnight, a fire happens. Now, let's say he's got 30 other pallets of other items. Let's say including everything sorts of even, let's say, squishies. Pallet, that's why you call a whole pallet £20. A fire happens in the middle of the night. Now, what pallet do you think he's going to take out first? Which pallet is going to be the last pallet he's going to bother taking out? Of course, it's going to be the iPad, because it's not his. The squishies, he's going to lose £20 on it. The iPad is not losing a penny, so why should he bother to take the iPads first before his pallet, so the last pallet will be the iPads. And if there's still a possibility to take it out before the fire finishes everything, then he'll remember to take Yanam's pallet out. So Chazal say, what's going to happen now? You paid for it. The guy's going to say, well, a fire happened in my property. I wasn't even bothered. Let's say this is the only pallet I have. I wouldn't bother getting up a bed for it. Why? I'm not losing out. So what's going to happen? He's going to phone him next day. Sorry, your pallet, your items was burnt in the middle of the night. Sorry. You know, apologies. But so Chazal said, because we don't want this to happen, so what did they say? Your enechanama, you paid for it, menatoyres koina. Chazal said, no, in order to be yours, to be the buyer's, in order for you to be the buyer's item, to belong to him, it has to be a meshicha. So till there was no meshicha, it still belongs to the seller. So what happens now if it gets burned in the middle of the night? The seller will lose all the money. They'll have to pay him back the money. So Meir Chazal said, "Be'etzem min haTorah money is koina, aba Chacham made a takuna." So Rash Lakish no. Rash Lakish says, "Rash Lakish says, 'Mashiach meferashes min haTorah.' Rash Lakish says, 'No. Mashiach is koina. Chazal no. Kenya medayraisa. Mashiach Kenya Moes is nish koina. Only Mashiach. Osef avos. He brings both bringing psikim from haTorah. Not going to hold Gemara here." Rabbi Yochanan brings the pasuk in the Torah, learns from Hekdash. Rash Lakish brings the Gemara, learns from Chesim Kemim Kemayad, Masechah Kuna Mayad Liyad. Something tangible you pay is not tangible. And the Chiddush Sheirim has got a nice, beautiful svara. What's the sibas of machlokes? He learns that Rabbi Yochanan Gehaltni depends on the buyer, on the seller to make the kinyan of the actual effort of the kinyan. So it means he has to get rid of his item. Ma'ashayin Kemayla, the kinyan will be depending on the seller, which that's why he has to accept the money, do something. But see us, Marsh Enken, Rav Shlokish learns that the Indian of the Kenyan is on the buyer, so that's why he has to do something, which is a Mashiach. But we're not going to, this is a big debate. Now, pardon? Okay. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Was it his rishis? It was dropped up outside his house. I didn't say was it dropped up in his driveway, or was it dropped up on the pavement? Oh, so we'll get, very good. We'll get to that in a minute. Is the pavement his rishis? A big debate in Hamdi Geposkim.
From the English law, it is.
Okay.
A pavement is his
rishis. It's very interesting to know. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Pavement is a good point. We'll get. I didn't want to start in that. I didn't say driveway, because as soon as the driveway.
It's on the right end, especially when you do something in 30 days. It says on the bottom, the goods remain.
Correct. Which. Till you're paid.
But you're responsible for them.
Even you've paid after. Once you paid already? Oh, okay. Till you're paid. Which Rabbi Yossi is saying. Which Rabbi Yossi is saying a good point. I had someone, I'm saying which company, supposed to do a lock on a specific door, and a person in the company who supplied the door phoned me up saying, the person hasn't paid for the door, please do not put a lock on my door. So, because this item is his till he's paid, obviously. But we're getting there, we're not going to let, we're talking about once he's paid. Now, that payment idea, well, that payment is a good point, because I did not appeal law. The payment is his responsibility, but I'm not sure law here comes so much a difference. Not always. We do say Dilma Chizidina by Kinyonim or not, which is a big debate in the Paschim, but we'll come to it in a minute. Let's first get the basic till we get there, which is a good point. That's why I didn't say driveway. But as soon as he goes in the driveway, it becomes his chutzah, then we have to rely on Das Acheres Makna, which could be done. It's his, even if it wasn't intention to buy it. But we'll get to him. This is another shtickle debate. The chutzah, can you chutzah, how it works? Does he have to be chutzah mishtameres? Is the driveway a chutzah mishtameres or not klape cars? I don't think so. Some possibly want to say it is. I think a car driveway is as easy as to steal from a pavement. If you have the software of today's cars, what they do, the way to steal with the frequencies. So a driveway doesn't make a difference for them. So l'chayra, I don't think, unless it's an enclosed driveway, but a regular driveway, I don't think, is a chutzah mishtameres. But we'll get, this is another subject. But the point is, we get to the point. So, Minna Gemora, Adra Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rashlokes, Rabbi Yochanan says, money, Minna Torah, Ba'is, Chazal came, made a takone, in order people shouldn't say your items burnt. Rashlokes said, the Minna Torah, Mashiach is the Kenyan, not money. Now, in the Gemara, in the Shechen Orach, it's passed like Rabbi Yochanan, Rambam passed as well, and Mechaba passed as well, that Minna Torah, Enochaname, moist is koinas, money is buys, but Chazal made it a koina. Now here comes a big chakira, I got me passing like Rabbi Yochanan, when Chazal say that there is no money, only Mashiach, were the oike completely, were the oike the ganze Kenyan money, meaning to say it doesn't exist money anymore, meaning money does not chal at all, meaning the paper doesn't mean anything, or they say no, the money buys, but we're still missing a Mashiach. Meaning we're missing a Mashiach until you haven't fulfilled the full Kenyan. Basically, it's a long Kenyan. You start with money, and you finish up Mashiach. Meaning to say that if a person has paid and he hasn't made Mashiach, taka is not fully his. It's like he's done half a job. And later, it's not his completely. What's nafkamina between those two chakiras? So, there's a big debate in the Paschim between those two chakiras. And one of the main two shittas is Shittas Rashi and Shittas Rosh. Whether the Kenyan Moes, Chazal Okri Kenyan Moes, basically the completely, it's basically Rashi and Tosis and Rosh, Tosis and Rosh is one shitta, whether Chazal completely Okri the Kenyan money, or the money stays as long as Mashiach, the Mayanav Kimena, basically to very similar to our case. So if a person, and it's, when a person has done money, and then he's done Mashiach, do we say he's Koine Lemafreya? Mishas Mois, Adonish. So he paid today, and he's done Mashiach tomorrow, and later this afternoon, he was Mekadosh a woman with it. So let's say, he bought a ring, he paid for the ring today, got delivered tomorrow, it got delivered to the, it got delivered to him, he hasn't made Mashiach, and he was Mekadosh, okay, but a ring is slightly different. Let's say he was Mekadosh a woman with this item, before making Mashiach. How is that possible? We'll have to figure out how to do it. How does it be? Mekadosh a woman after Mois, before Mashiach. As soon as he gives Mekadosh a woman with a ring, he puts on the ring. But let's say it's Mekadosh by giving car keys. Will that be a tradition? Tough for that? Could be. After debate, that to see in condition. If a person gives car keys, if it's called a condition, tough for that. But let's say this is one of the noisa. And another noisa is if something happened in between. Or, which is a big debate, when it can be chayzah danished. So, oib, Chazal say, by the way, even according to the shitta, that mois is koinos. So, even according to the shitta, that money does not buy at all, only Mashiach, there is a mishapura. If a person wants to be chayzah after paying, he should know he has to accept a mishapura. If he doesn't accept a mishapura, says the lady bidi, anyway, koinah with money. Meaning to say, mishapura is, as Mr. The Gemara brings down, mishapura ma'anshid ramabu, yifraf, and the person that is choyzer doesn't keep his words. Meaning to say, it's nishkan yishmak is after mishapura. A person should know, even though we pass in the Gemara, money doesn't buy, if a person wants to be choyzer, he can be choyzer. I know a story that happened here in town. The person bought a car from a certain car dealer, and then he didn't like it. He paid him full. He hasn't driven yet. The car was still outside the dealer. And then he said, I don't want the car. And then went to a specific diner and said, you have to give him back his money. Why? Because you passed him where he doesn't buy. Well, might you have to give him back his money. He's not made a Kenyan. But this is a big debate in the Paschim, what taka is mamish azoi. So we'll try to get to it in a minute. So we have this machlok, this kakira, whether Chazal oiti completely the money or not, whether it's shicha. A big enough gemara which will come to our case, which will be in a get to our case. Now, anyone knows mashicha? When you do mashicha, so let's come to the second thing, what we said, that if a person bought the car, paid in full, car got delivered to his house, took the car for a drive. Now, most people say, done mashicha, right? When you do mashicha, everyone agrees, you koina, mida reise, mida rabbonon, you paid, gewaldig. But what is it I'm going to tell you now? He's driven around for 3 days, and it's still not his. Is that possible? Mechaba Sima Kif Tzadik Ches says, Sima Sif Tes, Mesira, Eino Koine Elebe Shese Rabim, Ebe Chutzish Eino Sheshnayim, E Meshiche Eino Koine Elebe Simte, Oy Be Chutzish El Shnayim, Vahakbo Koine Bechol Mokin. Meaning to say, Meshiche, if a person does Meshiche, if I want to buy your watch, and I'm on the street, and I take your watch, I don't do a Hakbo, let's say not a watch, a watch is a hub, let's say a trolley. A trolley full of items. I go and buy a trolley full of items, I pay you cash in full. You say, no, cash doesn't work, money is not going to do mashicha. So I schlep the trolley on the road, take it to my car. And then I say, you know what, nah, give him money back. And he wants to give him back. Can he give it back or not? You made mashicha already, you were koina. The answer is, he wasn't koina. Because mashicha is not koina in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah has to be in a simta, which is an alleyway basically. It has to be in a place where it's not a public use. If it's not a public use, that means the mashicha will not work. If you do a mashicha in a public place, the mashicha will not work. Kimto say bazoi. Our streets are Rosh Hashanah. Enochanam klape the Erevim. We're not going into that Rosh Hashanah, but not klape kinyonim. Our streets is called Rosh Hashanah. So if you drive around on our roads, mashicha is nish koina. So what's your first name? Reb Reuven says lechora the side of the road legally is called Yorushes. Lechora should be not worse than an alleyway, which is a simta, which is lechora should be koina. As soon as you drive next to your road, next to your house, even though you haven't got a driveway, as soon as you drive on the pavement, which is mentioned as a chiyuv to drive half on the pavement, half on the road. So maybe that makes it bad. I don't know, but lechora it should be like a simta help mashicha. But I spoke to some dayunim and they say no, it's a public road. Doesn't make a difference. Next to the pavement, next to your house, the same as you can park there, someone else can park there. It doesn't make it your place. The driveway is your rishis. You bring it to your chutzah, you call mashicha. Masha Inkan on a public road, you can drive around. So ask them, if I drive around for a whole week, and still I'm not going on this car, I can give it back, and what happens if something happens to the car now? It's not my car. I say to him, sorry, your car got smashed up. What do you want me to do? He says, yeah, but that's technically yes. But he says no. He signed a contract, and my life becomes yours, but we'll get an amen. So how, Be'etzem, is this car yours? So, let's come to the point, which is a new kinyan. I don't know if some people, most people probably heard of it. It's called Situmta. Situmta is a kinyan, Situmta, which is a kinyan of basically what the Olam are using to. What's the minigo Olam to be koiner with that? So in Antwerp, in the diamond industry, everyone knew a handshake, Mazle Brucha, is a kinyan. Shala is here, if money is called the situmta, that you pay the money and it becomes yours.
The other point we're missing is that when you drive a car, even Shabbat Prutta, there's a reduction in value.
Okay, so I'll pay for that reduction, that's not a problem. I'm happy to pay for that. And let's say something happened to it, there's no problem with production. So Kim Toast, but we have to make sure, if you do drive around with that car, something happens, I didn't miss out the best at that point, you become a shoyl. And you can have your choiz, it's not yours, but then you become a shoyl and you chayav onsen. But let's say you didn't drive it. So in the case you haven't driven yet, then could be, according to what we say now, the money is not buying, he hasn't made mashicha in a public road, in a private road, he, lechayra, if something happens to the car, with a story that the car was stolen in the middle of the night with no insurance, it'll be the seller's problem. But here comes in the Situmta, which it means that if the Menigo Olam is to buy with money, the money becomes a new king. Not Situmta, Agav Chazal will oikir the money kinyan, but the Situmta says the Chasam Sofer that we can rely on something like that to make a kinyan, which is very negai nowadays, which is some poskim. Now I spoke to some dayunim and say, no, today is no Situmta about money. The Tzal Zeruv, he brings down the Chemdi Gnizer, brings down the Tzal Zeruv in his town, because he saw everyone uses money the whole time. So he made a chruzah. He said clearly that money from now onwards is called a situmta in our town. And mind you, koina with money. So here comes a big debate in the poskim today. And yet each guy you go to will say something different. Most people will say. Now the Piskei Mishpat, which is the Piskei Chivas on Choshev Mishpat, he brings down a whole list of Rishonim, that Poskim, that say that today money is called the Setumta, and you buy with money. I spoke to Dan in London, he says, yes, in our days, and he brought me a whole story, that we do Poskim, once you paid, this is the Minig Olam, this is what people will tell you, and that's what most people said, yeah, money buys, you will be Koine with money, and you won't be able to return it, and if you, something happens, that it's your responsibility. Especially if you've done a Mashiach in a driving road. Agam, normally it's not called Mashiach, but here you can rely as well on him. Rabbeinu brings down a whole list of Poskim and say that even money is better, not Koine, but it helps you enough that Mashiach doesn't have to be a fully Mashiach like the full Dinah and Torah. That's even a kid will be able to Mashiach bring, even you haven't done a proper Mashiach, full Dalai Damas. There's a whole kiddush where he likes the Mashiach. Sekintos, the Mashiach, which normally has to be a perfect Mashiach, if you paid before, and then you can rely, the Mashiach doesn't have to be perfect. So you can rely on both of those shitters, especially if once you've driven around already, then you can rely on the Svarah of Rebbe Lechayra on the side of the road, which legally makes it yours, and on the side of the system that Setumta people say today, that a lot of Poskim will tell you, once you've paid, it's yours, and especially, we've got Chassid Sefer who says that today we can rely on a Setumta if it's, everyone uses it. So in our case, every case is different, every scenario is different, but you got to ask in every case. In our case, L'choyer, the buyer will not be chayv on it. It's the seller's item already because he paid. And Maila, L'choyer, Pashtus, it's the seller's buy. If something happens to the seller's responsibility, it's the buyer's responsibility. But obviously you have to ask. It's very difficult, in some ways, it's very, very difficult to get money out of someone. Once you've paid already, to get your money back, it's a very, very difficult thing. Because then, any posting you find is written in a page of Shechen Aruch, and anything you say, Kimli, which means, I like this posting in a past, and I can't make money out. So, it's a very difficult scenario to get your money out. I want to finish with one gewaltige stickle on this week's Sedra, which brings down, say, the Gemara and Sota, I forgot to check where it is. Gemara brings down an Ischa, that Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu this week's Sedra, but the that Miriam waited a certain amount, Shu'acha says the Gemara, a little bit of time for Miriam, for Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's the Chish, she was Zoicha, the Klal Yisrael waited a full week, 7 days they waited for her when she got in the Tzaras, Klal Yisrael waited for her to become better, and then they were, says the Gemara, Shu'acha, says Tosfos Dot, what do you mean Shu'acha? Says Tosfos, a third hour, or a quarter of an hour, or a third of an hour. Meaning to say, 20 minutes, 15 or 20 minutes. So they mash more off perhaps. As Tosfos was not sure, Tosfos decided to make up. Yeah, the Gemara says, Shu'acha is not mamash ashu. Like 15 or 20 minutes, not like 5, 10 minutes, or we say I'm coming in 5, 10 minutes, means 2, 3 hours. But Chayra, Tosfos has got some account, says 15 or 20 minutes, decide this. Is it, don't you know who said? Says Mashu explains, that's probably most people. It's a gewaltige thing, but here you need calculators. That which people today, I think most people, you tell you the number, what's 300 plus 36, take out a calculator. What do you mean? So one of my conclusions is today you've got option to delete ups on the head as well. So calculator from the head is gone. Or as soon as you got the three digits, there's an E coming up. You know, it finishes count. But so you make a shtick of chashbon, I think here you need a calculator. So the Gemara Pusik says that midah tova. Meribah, many perunias, 500 times. Where's his mekar 500 times? So the mekar, what? Oh, so the mekar is a pusik shtek. Meshalim lesoinal shleishim val rebeim. A person, the boy shleilom, pays back punishment. Will pay up to 3 generations or 4 generations for someone that's done something wrong. Or meshalim lo oy havei shtek le'alufim le'alapayim. Is that a push a pusik? Le'alfei. No, it says Lalofim, no? Lalofim. Lalofim, that's it. Yosechez Lalofim pays 2,000 times. I mean, 2,000 generations later, the Rebbe Yishon will pay the person for doing a good deed. Gewaltige Sache. So he comes, 500 times, why? Because 500 times 4 generations for bad, times to 2,000, so 500 times 4 is 2,000. This is the Gemara says, that by 2,000 by a good deed, 4 by a bad, can tell us 500 times more. For mid the Toivo, mid the Baronius, Givaldic. The Chayra, what about the other part that says 3 generations? So if the Ibish just pays back for a bad thing, the Baronishim as a punishment pays for 3 generations, and 2,000, there's only 2,000, let's say another number, 2,000 for good, So how many times 3 will he get to 2,000? How many times 3? So, what? 666.6. Now, what that means? That a midah toiva, it's much better. Rebbeinu pays back for a good deed 660 times more than for a bad deed. Zikteis Rebbeinu is gewaltig. Zikteis is gewaltig, favos. Zikteis is, if you make a cheshbon, how many minutes is in a week? Make it very quick. How many minutes in a week? I think I need to take my calculator out. It's roughly 10,080. 10,080 minutes is in a week. Now, if you take 10,080 divided by 4, by 500, divided by 500, because 500 times good, see, 10,080 divided by 500, you get? 20.1. 21. So, which is what? 20 minutes, which is a third of an hour, which is, Tosa says, 20 minutes she waited, she got a 4 week, which is 10,000. She waited 20 minutes, which she got 660 times. Sorry, 500 times, which means 10,080. But on the other shitter that we say 500 times, and we say 666, so if it takes 10,080 divided by 666 is 15 point something, which is a quarter of an hour, which Tosa says she waited for her, he waited other 15 minutes, and that's why we take 666 times more for a good thing, which that's why he didn't wait for her at 4 weeks, 10,080, or the Klal Yisrael waited for her 20 minutes, which makes up 500 times, which makes up 10,080, which we see in the Gewaltige Sach. All she did was wait a few minutes for her little brother. And Klali, so she had the guns Klali. So imagine you get to Shem Zuch or anything, and you have two friends waiting outside, and you stay 1 minute longer, you see the guy, no, where are you? Come on, waiting for you. And I imagine 5 minutes, and he come out, guns, and I'm waiting for you. Five friends. So Gewaltig Sach, here, guns Klali, so waited for her for one small thing she did. So you have to learn what it means. Little opportunity, do something good, and Rebbeinu Shem will pay you back for many, many generations, and others gets, and thank you very much again.
Hold.